W4HI. W4HI listening.
HI, KI4DTY here.
Good afternoon. This is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, like Bruce Willis. And we're on Echo Link, walking around an area of Lake Kiwi. Back to you, sir.
Here is Daniel, and I don't look anything like Bruce Willis, so. But it's a nice day. We finally don't have any rain right now, so are you enjoying your nice walk?
Well, I really wanted to go swimming at the YMCA here in Seneca, but when I drove up to the YMCA, the pool was closed. So I said, well, this is the next best thing. It's just about another mile or so away from where the Y is. And there's a nice peninsula here at one of Cove, South Cove Park. There's a peninsula that they have for the RVs. Really good waterfront lots for RVs. And it's quiet, very little breeze. And I can see clouds way in the background, which are to the east. That must have been the remnants of the front that came through. We got about 3 inches of rain at our house in Seneca. Over.
4DTY. Wow. Yeah, I don't know how much rain we got last night, but it was definitely substantial, to say the least. We had severe thunder lightning last night, or most of the night. Here, I'm in Taylor's/Greenville. I'm in between Greenville and Spartanburg. But it was we definitely got some substantial rain as well. So it's kind of crazy. Bruce, I need to step aside for 1 second. I'm at a location for a drop off.
No problem, Daniel. I've got a nice little walk around. I'll just stand by and listen in. W4HI. Pedestrian. W4HI standing by. W4HI standing by.
4KFW mobile.
Is that you, Daniel? This is W4HI. Hey, Ken. Name here is Bruce, like Bruce Willis. Just don't look like him. We're pedestrian mobile here on the shores of Lake Kiwi. We were going to go swimming today at the YMCA, but they closed. So this is a great choice. Boy, bright sunshine out here, very mild. I'm thinking, this is winter? Over.
I'm traveling southbound on 85, get ready to get off, headed towards Taylor's and Greer. But it's been raining over here up in Spartanburg. It's still raining, actually. It's very cloudy over here.
For LSL, waiting on super glue to dry.
Well, that might take a long time for super glue to dry. So we'll let you pick it up next. This is Bruce, W4HI here in Seneca, where it's bright sunshine and warm.
I think I heard Ken in there. It is cloudy in Anderson. And, yeah, I just got done spraying up a few crankbaits and waiting for the glue that holds the eyes on to dry so I can clear coat them before I get ready to head to Walhalla this evening to play some pool. Ken, go ahead and pick it up. KG4LSL in the groove. And by the way, my name's Jimmy. Juliet, India, Mike, Andy.
Hey, Jimmy. Over here in Welford on 29, headed towards Greer, and it just finally stopped raining. It's kind of a little bit of a mist now, but very cloudy here.
Well, man, you won't have long to wait, so it'll be a really beautiful evening here. W4HI.
If it all sets up right, then it looks like we may have a beautiful sunset. If I didn't have leak night tonight, I'd put the drone up and see if I could get some sunset pictures. But, yeah, I think I'll wait. But, yeah, beautiful area up in Seneca. My dad lives in Westminster. And, like I said, we play pool in Walhalla every Wednesday night. And play in Anderson here on Tuesday nights. And really enjoy it.
If it's dry enough when I get home, the dogs are going to want to go for a walk. And we usually walk in the field, so it's probably going to be soft and wet, I'm sure.
Very nice. Haven't done that in a long time, but I like your priorities every week. We've recently just moved back to the area. We were here, first came here in the early 90s and got transferred out in 2004, and took us a little while to get back, but we're back. We built a house and all that stuff recently, and so it's really nice living. Glory, love this living up here. W4HI.
We just moved here. We've been here a year. March will mark a year of owning our home. We sold our house, I think, 2 days after Christmas last year in Atlanta, so we are refugee transplants, as I like to say. Hi. And, you know, I was born and raised in the Atlanta area, and I don't want to go back. I love this place. Just absolutely love it. It's home. I was talking to Dave earlier, and we're fixing to crank up and get ready for winter field day. So I'll go out this week and get the chains on the chainsaws all sharpened up, and I'll get my slingshot ready for hanging antennas and all that good sort of stuff.
I never knew there was a lot of propagation with chainsaws. I never knew they were part of an amateur radio stuff, but I guess that's... you know, if you got a tree in the way, you're going to just cut it down.
Going out to where they're meeting for a winter field day to at least just associate with the guys. But I don't know. It depends on what Mama's got going on for them. And then I may just have to do it from home.
Yeah, they're actually for the fuel for the bonfire that will be taking place as well. Just to have a good time and get around the bonfire and play on the radios. Sounds like a perfect night in my book. If I ain't fishing, I'm on the radio. And if I ain't on the radio, then I'm making baits to go fishing. So, it's kind of a difficult thing going on here. I'm so busy.
Well, I think there's either three or four, I think, there's about four people here, so I don't want to monopolize it, but sounds good. That's a really good use of a chainsaw, making a bonfire. My goodness. And I haven't thought about it. We've got our station finally up and running on HF, and could very easily go out to one of the local parks and pretend I'm remote. I have a remote control to my station, very simply, so, but I'd still be a 1D then, but it's still, that'd be kind of neat, come up here to Cove Park if it's a nice day and operate remote, which again, just give you the 1D situation, because it'd be, the radio transceiver would be in my home. But anyway, nice to hear you, talk to you all. And I'm on Echolink, just watching this beautiful lake. Yes, fishing. Nobody's out here. There is not a boat that I can see. Beckton, someone else. W4HI, Seneca.
What kind of fishing are you doing, Jimmy?
I'm trying to gear up for the spring spawn of largemouth. In between doing that, I'll be doing some long lining for crappie out on Hartwell. Did phenomenally well last year. I mean, I think the average fish that I was catching was 1.5 pounds, you know, which is huge. When I was in West Georgia, I would go to eastern Alabama, about an hour away from my house, to Lakewood Dowie. And, you know, they had a 10-inch minimum length, and you were very lucky to get 11.5, 12-inch fish. Here, I caught very few small ones and turned them back and caught a tremendous amount of larger crappie. So I've got a couple of coves that I like the long line in that I found. In one day, I marked 35 different balls of crappie, and it was as soon as I could get them in the water and get over that that ball of fish, it was, you know, I was pulling another one or two in. So keeping good and busy, and the bass fishing here is absolutely phenomenal. I love it. And that's probably one of the best bass fisheries I've been on. And plan on doing some on Jocassi and Kiwi this year, if plans go correctly.
Awesome. I like the crappie fish myself, although I haven't been in a while. And had my brother, he turned them into bass fishes, and they're on Hartwell quite a bit.
Let me make sure I got it.
You let me know when you're ready to go. I've got a, my email address is on QRZ on my call sign, KG4LSL. Send me an email, and yeah, we'll jump in the boat and we'll go. I've got all the rods. I've got all the jigs. My boat has 2 live wells in it, and it normally stays up in Westminster during the spring and summer on my dad's dock. But, you know, you can meet me here in Anderson, and we'll go down to the boat and we'll go fishing.
Like a deal, and that I might take you up on it. Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, I've been an avid boater all my adult life, and when we first moved up here, we built a house on Lake Hartwell right off exit 1 and had that house for about 24 years, but only lived in it about 12. I worked for the government in law enforcement. And if you want to move up in the world, you got to move. So anyway, so I was there for 12 years, and then they moved me to Brunswick, Georgia. There's a big federal training base down there. I enjoyed that. And then I got recruited to go to Washington and manage a surveillance group. My specialty was electronic surveillance. And I took it. And we lived up in Maryland for about 6 years. And then we decided it was time to go back home, which was Boca Raton. Went back there. And then just the last, after the pandemic really hit, we kind of realized that, yeah, upstate South Carolina is the place we really need to be. So anyway, long story short, we sold the house a couple of years ago. Had to stay in an apartment for a little while we contracted with a person that of high reputation to build our house. And so we've been in the house right at 5 months now, and I'm really enjoying it. Back to net. Back to net. Oh, man. Back to either Ken or Dave. I think that's the 2 other people that are in here. Over.
Welcome back to the area. I graduated high school here, and there wasn't nothing when I graduated, so I left and didn't come back until the mid-90s, but kind of been in the Greer area since then. But yeah, there have been a lot of... This is this feels the most like home, so I can't complain. KN4 TFW.
That'd be in the group. KG4 LSL, yeah. Thank you for your service in the law enforcement. I once was a volunteer fireman down in South Georgia, and absolutely loved it. Absolutely miss it, but the back and the leg won't allow me to do so anymore. Yeah, I come from the Atlanta area, worked in the lawn care industry, had my own business, doing weed control, fertilization, turf health, and what have you. And you mentioned, Dave, you mentioned, Dave, listen at me, Bruce, you mentioned off of exit one is where you had your house on Hartwell, and that is where my dad's house is up off of Dr. John's Road, I think it is, up there in the Westminster area. So, yeah, beautiful place. Absolutely love it. Atlanta has turned into almost a combination between New York City and maybe Los Angeles, California, or Oakland, or somewhere down in the bad part. So we decided to bail out, and my wife is an environmental geologist, and she works up in Greenville, and we're very blessed to be able to find a house that didn't have, you know, stairs that I had to deal with and didn't have an HOA so I could put the antennas up in the backyard. KG4LSL, go ahead and pick it up, Bruce.
Well, thanks. We were similar here. The first house, which was right off exit 1, 3 miles up on the left, there was an old restaurant there called Tony's Restaurant. We built the house in 93 and lived in it till 2004. And then we kept on coming back to it, even though we still had it when we were up in D.C. But foolishly, I sold it. Because I said, no, we're going to stay in South Florida. That's where we wanted to be, you know, and all that stuff. But anyway, I got to South Florida when I was 20 years old. I was a junior in college to finish my college and go scuba diving. So we did both of those. But anyway, very good. Yeah, this always is, home is where you feel the best at. And one thing about, I've had an opportunity to really travel around a lot for work. And all domestically, you know, some international in the sense of the Caribbean and Central and South America, and always a war on drugs and that kind of stuff. So I can tell you, there's a lot of beautiful places in the world, but this really is top to me. Looking out over Kiwi right now, oh man, it is gorgeous. I believe it's Kemsern, W4HI.
With you. It's a great place to be from and to be at, Annette, but yep, certainly enjoy being here. Annette, I'm expecting a phone call. Mama's supposed to be calling, so I'll probably have to jump out of here before too awful long, so I'll say 7-3 to you guys. Hope you guys have an awesome day, and Jimmy and Bruce, Annette, and I look forward to catching you again and maybe doing a little fishing together, Jimmy. KN4TFW. FW, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm always ready to go fishing, and you know, it doesn't take much of a much of an excuse for me to go and load up a pole and go. You know, so yeah, definitely. Great to meet your acquaintance, and I'm looking on QRZ and noticed, Ken, that you've got the FT450D. And that's very interesting because that's the same rig that I'm running on HF as well. I'll send you an email and send you my contact information through the email there, and just give me a holler anytime. KN4TFW 73, sir, and we'll talk soon. KG4LSL, go ahead, Bruce.
So I must miss out. So your name is Jim, correct?
Juliet, India, Mike Yankee.
Say again, it cut you off.
Echo Link has a little bit of a delay. It's Jimmy, Juliet, India, Mike Yankee.
Well, very good. I was never a fisherman, but sure, but I would occasionally drop a line somewhere where I was at, and that's always beautiful. But just had two flocks of geese fly right over top of my head. Oh, boy, that was a picture. That'd been a cute little quick video. Anyway, Jimmy, nice meeting you, and I'm going to just get a probably hang around for a little while and just enjoy nature here. 73W4HI, Lake Kiwi, Seneca.
Yeah, love nature, anything outdoors. I loved my career in lawn care because I was outside all of the time and, seen many beautiful things in nature and, doing it while doing my passion of making lawns look beautiful one yard at a time. I don't consider myself a fisherman, but I love to go out and do it and just, enjoy the quiet and the peace and it's a great way to get with God. So with that, I will say 73s because I do have to clear coat these baits. My eyes are finally dried and kind of cured on, so I'm going to clear coat them because I have to wait a week for the clear coat to I wanted to kind of get them clear coated and done so I can go get ready to play pool. With that, I'll say 73s and I'll be kind of listening on the radio but not very active while I'm clear coating, and I'll talk to you later. KG4LSL.
Well, Jimmy, you hit it right on the nose that it's getting close to God because, when you look at this, this just didn't happen, by just chance. this is not chance. So anyway, 73, W4, HI, Seneca.